Is it a conspiracy or a confluence of interests? Whichever the case, some may conspire. Hi guys, I'm here with another article. This one's called Satanic Castles and Ancient Rituals, all the fun stuff. I'm currently freezing my tits off in a hotel room where the heating won't go up above 19, and the internet doesn't seem to want to work on my computer anymore. So I thought I'd record this article, which I should have done about a week ago, but I haven't had time to get round to it. So yeah, here we go. Satanic Castles and Ancient Rituals: Why Satanism is Still Casting Its Shadow Over the World Today. You can read this article on richard.willett@substack.com. Thank you for everybody who's tuned into the podcast, well, this kind of article podcast, to hear more information about this stuff and gone over to help me and support me and support my work over on the Substack. That is amazing. And I really, really appreciate it. So, why Satanism is still casting its shadow over the world today? While most of my recent research and writings have covered the more contemporary world with such topics as Epstein's crimes, Hollywood's occultists, and underground bases in New Mexico, all of these topics have one undercurrent theme, and that is one of ancient Saturn worship and the use of ancient rituals to either compromise those allowed to sit in the places of power on the global world stage, or at their most depraved, they are believed to be a way of feeding demonic entities and opening up doorways for them for the fourth lower dimensions. I forgot to also say that I forgot my glasses. I've gone away from home for a two-day filming trip. That's why I'm staying in the hotel, and I can literally barely see what I'm trying to read. The internet doesn't work, and I'm freezing my tits off. But it's fine. Western problems. Some call these entities demons, others call them archons, jinn, or fallen angels. The fear factor. This Saturn death cult is believed to have hidden in the shadows, controlling, building, dismantling and reconstructing the world over thousands of years. It is an age-old agenda for global domination and a return to the Golden Age, a time when the planet Saturn ruled our sky, bathing us in predominantly purple haze. A time of abundance of food, stability of climate and warmth and all the fruit and vegetables one would ever need. This was what those of the biblical inclination would call Eden. So this was the time of stability. This is a time of a world where people knew exactly what was going to come, and then suddenly everything changed. I say suddenly, this probably happened over hundreds of years, but it was pretty quick. And this is also, I believe, where you get the sort of the flood, Gilgamesh, Noah tales of where cataclysm started to happen. And so these people wondered what they did, and their gods, their fathers, were the planets, and Saturn was their real father. That's what looked after them. That was the one that they could see. And it moved, apparently, according to a lot of researchers. The Saturn Death Cult by Toby McLaughlin is a fantastic book, well worth going to read and seeing the podcasts and interviews, classified interviews we've done on iconic.com. There's a couple on there I've done with him, Toby McLaughlin, and he's fantastic. So then let's get back to the article. And then Saturn abandoned Malkuth, which is the Earth or matter, in different belief systems, but it's called Malkuth, and everything changed for the inhabitants of planet Earth. Our new sun, Ra, came closer to planet Earth, giving us the seasons we have today, and along with that, what we now had was precarious weather changes, storms, floods, and ultimately a fear of not having enough. To placate the newfound fear, the priest class of the day in such places as ancient Egypt, India, and Mesopotamia began to try to appease their gods, who appeared to be fighting in the sky, which is like the Clash of the Titans. They unfortunately believed that these gods craved human sacrifice, as we see in the story of Moloch and Saturn, which is also Kronos himself, which is obviously, yes, Saturn, Kronos, Father Time, Death, Old Father Time, Father Christmas, Satan, Santa. They're all the same. Long beard. It's even the guy from the Matrix films, Westworld, the guy there with the white beard. That's all symbology of this same Saturn character. It's Old Father Time. And he abandoned Earth, or it abandoned Earth, and still the devastation of that original abandonment is still reverberating down this cult today. They're terrified of this guy. Also, Yahweh is another version of that as well, or elements of. And they all come from the same sort of stories. Abandonment issues, basically. This was how these agents appeased their unpredictable gods, planets. This practice morphed and warped itself into twisted ceremonies that may still take place today in the stone pyramids, private lodges around underground bases, private parks, private islands and underground cities all over the world today. They are also rumoured to take place in the lower bowels of Gothic-style castles, especially in Europe, such as the ones we will be investigating in today's article. The Chateau des Amirois, the Mother of Darkness Castle, or the Mothers of Darkness Castle, as evident with all the satanic pageantry of the British royal family, seen during their ludicrously expensive weddings and the crowning of King Charles, these hybrid bloodlines, and some believe them to be actual hybrids, are locked into their rituals and ceremonies, which are the calling card of the reptilian brain. We will come back to the Windsors, the Saxe, Coburg and Gotha later, but for now, let us start with one of the most disturbing castles in Europe today, the Chateau des Amirois, which is better known as the Mothers of Darkness Castle. The Mothers of Darkness Castle is a more modern name based on the accounts of a possible covenant of elite witches that governed there. Saturn rituals would be conducted by these adept witches who hail from ancient satanic bloodlines. In David Icke's book Children of the Matrix, published in 2001, David writes about the information he was personally told by a lady who changed her name to Arizona Wilder from Jennifer Green. Arizona told David about satanic rituals she claimed she conducted as a mother goddess for the British royal family whilst at the Mothers of Darkness Castle. She also claimed to have conducted these rituals at the famous home of the British royals in Scotland, which is Balmoral Castle, which we'll come back to later. The Mothers of Darkness Castle is located in Belgium, Belgium being the home of both the European Union and NATO. Great Britain was brought into the EU by Lord Privy Seal and former British Prime Minister Edward Heath. What many do not know is that the treaty that led to the EU, which was the EC originally, was something called the Treaty of Rome. The Treaty of Rome was signed into being on Capitoline Hill, which is just one of the seven hills of Rome. Capitoline Hill was previously known as Mons Saturnus, a site dedicated to the god of Saturn, and obviously in the US you have Capitoline Hill. That's exactly the same. If you look at the buildings, if you look at the Bank of England, the buildings on Capitoline Hill, and if you look at these Saturn sort of buildings and creations on Capitoline Hill in Rome, they are all showing you the same satanic cult through the ages that went through Rome and then the Roman Empire, the Holy Roman Empire later, and then into London, are the same cult. And they also are in Washington, D.C., the Vatican, and the City of London, Square Mile. It's the same cult that goes back thousands of years. It's all in the buildings as well and the symbology. So we have a guy who has been accused of abusing children, it's Edward Heath here, even from care homes on his private yacht, signing us into the EU, which was a bolt-on to a satanic ritual called the Treaty of Rome, signed into place on a hill which was once dedicated to the god Saturn, or Kronos, who ate his own children. It's not like they're not telling you, is it? There's a little cutout there that says, smiles all around as Mr. Ed Heath sails gaily through a busy day, and he was around there, around this castle. He was at the same place, and many say that he did visit the castle as well. But Edward Heath, a lot going on with him as well. Have a look into him, the former British Prime Minister. David Icke was speaking about him a long time ago when he was alive, and he never challenged these accusations either, and I believe he was shown them. Edward Heath also a close associate of Lord Victor Rothschild, who was said to be the fifth and controlling member of the British spying for the Soviet Union. I believe he actually was. I interviewed his Lord Boothby's daughter, Eliza Harrison, She didn't know she was Lord Booby's daughter till later in life, but she knew Lord Booby obviously really well, and she also knew Lord Victor Rothschild very well. And the interview is on iconic.com. It's a classified interview, and it's fascinating what she says about Victor Rothschild, and she believed him to be the fifth man as well. I personally interviewed the daughter of Lord Booby, Eliza Harrison, who was raised around Victor, and she confirmed that he was likely the fifth man. The clip below is from my classified show, which is out every Wednesday, where Eliza explains the background to the controlling fifth man of Victor Rothschild. Go and have a look at the article, richard.willett.substack.com. Is that right? richard.willett.substack.com. And go and have a look look at the clips there, and you can see the clips from the actual interview itself. They're embedded in there, and watch the full interview on iconic.com. What is even more telling is the following piece of information. Apparently, a former commissioner of the EU was said to have attended orgies at the castle. Could this have been Edward Heath? Now, there's a clip out clip here that I've put into this article, a clip in, like a screenshot. Go and have a look at this. So it says, a Belgian newspaper reported that a former commissioner of the European Union was among a group of judges, senior politicians, lawyers and policemen who attended orgies at the Belgium Chateau. One investigator said it was like going back to the Middle Ages. This report came in the 90s and has not been found again, as if it's disappeared like the children of the neighbouring cities. So who was this former commissioner of the European Union? Well, could that well have been Edward Heath? Who knows? I've spoken with David Icke many times over the years. We both contribute weekly to the shows on iconic.com. And he describes how he once met Edward Heath in a television dressing room back in the in his TV days. David describes how he said hi to Edward and was shocked by his response. He said Ted Heath appeared to scan him from head to toe, and when David looked into Ted's eyes, he said it was like looking into two black holes. Could this have been a demonic possession? And there's a video clip here, so it says check out this video clip here of Bill Clinton. He's getting makeup put on. It's quite a famous clip. You can see it on YouTube, but go and have a look at the richard.willett.substack.com, and you can see it embedded in there anyway. And it looks like Bill Clinton is just hypnotized, and he's just staring for ages forward where someone puts like pancake makeup on him for a TV interview. Fascinating stuff. So I believe this stuff happens, MK Ultra happens, and this hypnotic kind of trance they can be put in, and they're not really, you're not looking at the same people sometimes who are communicating to you. They look like the same people, but there's different parts of them that's been activated. So according to the video, the untold story of Chateau des Amoureux, one of the rituals is called Eyes Wide Shut. Now, of course, we all know of the Kubrick movie, the same name. That was actually filmed in a Rothschild mansion, but I personally don't believe there is a ritual using that name, though it is also known as the Deadliest Game, which MK Ultra survivor Kathy O'Brien describes in her fascinating book, Transformation of America. Again, I've interviewed Kathy a couple of times for Classified, so you can go and see them on iconic.com, where she explains what this is. It's a horrific ritual that happens at some of these elite satanic, call them parties, but I mean that's a loose term. Belgium in the 1990s began to see reports of children going missing at an alarming rate. In 1996, police in Belgium made the horrifying discovery of two children who had been imprisoned in a basement dungeon in Chaillot, which is a French-speaking town in Belgium. Incidentally, and perhaps bizarrely, Angelina Jolie named one of her daughters Chaillot. Jolie has been seen on film speaking about being invited to take part in strange rituals herself, one including sacrificing a snake. It appears Angelina is describing the ritual, but says she could not sacrifice the snake. And there's an image in there in the article where you can see that this is displayed. And the video is out there on YouTube as well. It's a fascinating insight into Hollywood and the things that they have to do to get to where they want to be. Again, she was a young actress herself, but I found that really interesting that she named her child Shiloh, and that's where some of this stuff took place. I mean, that may mean nothing, it's a nice name, but it was interesting nonetheless. The Dutroux scandal lifted the lid on an elite child abuse ring that involved many of the upper echelons of Belgium's left-wing socialist government. Despite many tip-offs, it took the police 4 years to arrest Marc Dutroux, who in the meantime went on to murder at least four young girls and sexually abuse and kidnap many others. Some research suggests that Dutroux received generous government benefits whilst he was in prison, and investigations into his crimes and those associated with him were blocked by higher-ups in the police force. Horrifyingly, Marc Dutroux's initial crimes in 1989 saw him only serve 3 years of a 13-year sentence. That echoes the Epstein scandal there as well, when he was first convicted, and everybody knew it, and even people like Peter Mandelson still spent time with him afterwards. We know Bill Clinton did. We know a lot of people who knew what he'd done after he'd been convicted still spent time around him. Epstein, that is. His subsequent arrest in 1996 took years to come to trial, and it was only in 2004 that Dutroux was finally sentenced to life in prison. These were high-level elite ritualistic crimes, and some were said to take place in castles. One castle that was actually named in that case was none other than the Mothers of Darkness Castle. Another link that is absolutely fascinating to me is that the Chateau des Amoureux, so the Mothers of Darkness Castle, was built in 1877 for Philip of Saxe-Coburg. Philip of Saxe-Coburg, which is a picture there, who was the father of King Albert I. Now, we all know the British royals changed their name to Windsor during the First World War from Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, so the family link here is pretty clear to see. And this takes us on to our next fascinating royal residence, the famous Balmoral Castle in Scotland. I've been to Balmoral, and it's an absolutely creepy place. The building itself isn't, but we went round the back, as you do, to the dustbins. We went round the back into the woody part, which anyone can go into, and up to film at this massive stone monument tomb, which I'll speak about in a minute. And it was creepy, and there's no way in the world a queen's gonna hike up there. I mean, we barely made it, and there was four grown men up there. We're carrying cameras to film some stuff, but there's absolutely no chance that she walked up through the woods there. There's other ways to get into this place. Anyway, Balmoral Castle, Scotland. The first thing we should cover within the context of this research is the name of the castle itself. Balmoral comes from the words Baal and Moral. Anyone who knows anything about the satanic mythology and symbolism of the ancients will know that Baal is another name for Moloch, which is yet another name for Saturn. Moloch is the owl that you see, or another name for that, it's the screech owl. The owl that you see at Bohemian Grove, where they're mock sacrificing someone, apparently, to Moloch, which is Saturn again, in a ceremony called the Cremation of Care. And it's kind of like a way of going past your morals and values to the point where you can no longer care. It's almost like a breaking of your humanity. Because you, if you're going to do things like that, how can you live for yourself if you have any morals or values left? Alex Jones broke into there years ago, and you can see all of that video footage online. It's very famous, Bohemian Grove, and there's obviously presidents there, been seen there and pictured there. It's not a massively covered up thing at all anymore. But again, that's Moloch that they've got there, the big stone owl, and this is... this is another version of Baal, and Baal is a more kind of like a bull-headed version of that, which again has connotations of Yahweh, but it's the same character we're talking about here, it's Saturn. So Moloch or Melech or Molech is a word which appears in the Hebrew Bible several times, primarily in the book of Leviticus. The Bible strongly condemns practices that are associated with Moloch, which are heavily implied to be child sacrifice. I mean, you see this with the virgin's blood. Traditionally, the name Moloch has been understood as referring to a Canaanite god. I still believe that's still Saturn. It is Saturn. Another fascinating and glaringly obvious piece of symbolism connecting Balmoral Castle and the British royals to Satanism is the sigil of Saturn that is encoded into the crest of Balmoral itself. I mean, this was amazing when David first showed me this. I didn't see this. This is the sigil of Saturn, and it's absolutely right in the middle of the Balmoral cross. Now, this is the sigil of Saturn, is where the numbers are drawn, so you connect all the numbers. I think it's 1 to 9 on the square, that the magical square, and it makes this pattern. If you go from one, two, to three, four, it goes that way. If you connect it, it'll make this pattern here. If you have a look at it, it's clearly on the Balmoral crest, and that is the sigil of Saturn encoded directly in the center. Now, what is the sigil of Saturn doing in the middle of the Balmoral crest? If these people don't believe these things, they absolutely believe these things. It goes back thousands of years for them. I'm not saying that the modern day royals so much, especially the younger ones, go along with it too much, but it's there. And you know, they're brought up to think this stuff is normal. It's absolutely not normal. But that's the sigil of Saturn in the middle of the Balmoral. Again, Bal is Moloch. Balmoral crest. In 2012, just 1 mile away from the main gates at the Queen's summer residence in Sandringham, a body of a woman was found, and the report below, the police believed she was probably the victim of murder. Now, 14 years on in 2024, and nothing has been resolved about this case. It was reported that the body was of a 17-year-old girl, Elisa, who went missing some 4 months earlier in Norfolk. The quotes below are from an ABC report on January the 3rd, 2012. So this is about a mile away from the gates of Sandringham, which is obviously the summer home of the British Royals. So we've got another resident here. Residents here of the British Royals. The human remains were found near the Royal Stud, where the Queen oversees the breeding and training of racehorses, and less than 3 miles from the Queen's main residence, residence on the estate of Sandringham House. It's possible that somebody involved with the Queen's staff may know something and may have seen something, Laura Combe said. It seems quite extraordinary that it wasn't until a dog walker discovered this body that something was found. In the summer of 2022, myself and some of the guys at Iconic.com ventured out to shoot a series in Scotland, and one of the locations we filmed at for the Walk Series 3, which you can see on Iconic.com, was Balmoral Castle, and more specifically, the giant stone pyramid hidden within the surrounding hills of Balmoral. The pyramid was built by Queen Victoria in 1862 to commemorate her late husband, Prince Albert, following his death. It is believed that Queen Victoria was so devastated at the death of her husband that she wore black from then on. I have a funny feeling this is where black widows come from, like the black widows kind of insurance thing, but I'm not 100% sure though. The website CarreraHotels.com says that this giant stone pyramid is not what you expect to find in the heart of Scotland. However, it symbolises great history. But knowing the satanic significance and beliefs of the royal family and these bloodlines, it certainly is what you expect, in my opinion. There is no way that Queen Victoria hiked up those hills in Scotland through the dense forest of Balmoral Castle, as we did, to get to this pyramid. So it is my belief that there are tunnels leading from the main house to this pyramid, which could be the capstone of a much larger pyramid structure hidden underneath. Now, someone told me about this before, and I saw a meme about it. These, because you see the obelisk with the obviously like the triangular capstone at the top, and they suggested that maybe some of these pyramids are like so far deep, these are obelisks that go that far down, and that just occurred to me then, as like, maybe this goes so far down, because this clearly was, it feels like the top of something else that's far that goes underneath it. There's no way that she went over the hills to get to this place. There's tunnels, in my opinion, that go to this one from the Balmoral Castle itself. There is another stone pyramid that I've also visited that can be found in Blicklin Hall in Norfolk, which is also buried away in the forest. I visited Blicklin Hall several times, and I have to say it is stunning, but you do get an overwhelming feeling that something very dark has happened there. This pyramid was commissioned by Lady Caroline in memory of her father, John Hobart, 2nd Earl of Buckinghamshire, who died in 1973. There's a picture of this. I went to see this with Sam, who's now my wife. At the time we weren't married, and but we used to go to Blicklin all the time, and we found this, like, we stumbled across it. I didn't know anything about this, and we went into the woods just to have a look. It's obviously like a walk path. This is somewhere the public can walk. It's a little way from the house. You go around this like lovely lake, and it's creepy. Like, this one was even more to me creepier than the Balmoral one. It's a stone pyramid, basically, there with this like ram's head on the side. It's a very creepy looking one. And I believe that there's tunnels to this one as well. You have to walk some way from the house and around a small lake to get to this pyramid, and I, for one, believe that there are tunnels leading to this pyramid as well. It was designed by Joseph Bonomi the Elder, who hailed from Rome, which is why the pyramid is based on the pyramid of Cestius in Rome. It was built as a tomb for Gaius Cestius, a member of the Apollonius religious corporation. So this is another connection back to Rome, and as I said, it's the Roman cults. It's all going back to Rome. All roads lead back to Rome, and this is because the Roman Empire never died. The families and the bloodlines just picked up their ill-gotten loot and moved it to the city of London, which was originally called Babylonia or Babylondon or Londinium, which in turn was known as Roman London. This is because you are looking at the same Saturn-worshipping Roman cult that traces its ruling bloodlines back through ancient Babylon to the mystery schools and snake brotherhoods of ancient Egypt. And this is why they have brought their ancient sacrificial rituals with them. And this is what you're looking at. This is an age-old cult. Again, I believe like this was a cult that was actually born out of trying to hide some of this knowledge after that cataclysm when Saturn disappeared. And the world changed, and these the floods happened, and these upheavals happened. They tried to keep this information. Toby McLaughlin calls it the priest class, like the Silver Age after the Golden Age. But somehow it's got corrupted again. People get in there. Same with the Freemasons. That's been kind of taken over by the Luciferians. And everything gets infiltrated by these people, like the Roman Church. The Holy Roman Church initially was not necessarily an evil thing, but look at the state of it now. This is what happens. They, like the Sabbateans, they go in and sabotage. And this is exactly what happens. You have to watch these people. They go in and change it from within. That's why Bill Gates deals with viruses, computer viruses, viruses in the body and viruses in the computer. He has connections to the Jesuits too, and they are the secret service, really, the military arm of the Vatican. Now they took over the Vatican at one point. And they were just literally just servants of the Vatican at one point. They go in and they infiltrate and take over. This is what these types of people do, no matter what name you put it on it. Jesuits, MI6, MI5, Secret Services, Mossad, they all go in. Sabbatean Frankists, the Sabbateans, they all go in and they change things from within. So back to the article anyway. That was a bit of a rant. It's keeping me warm in this freezing hotel. Those bloody royals. Before we wrap up this article, I want to point out a few facts that only a professional coincidence theorist can brush aside in order to say there's nothing to see here. Carry on. Jimmy Savile was a close friend of King Charles and confidant to Charles and Diana. I mean, that is incredible. There is no way, no way that they didn't know. Even Charles and Diana would have known. Diana wouldn't have been able to do anything about it, being that she's from the Spencer line. She was far down. She was raised around the royals to have the child. The Merovingian bloodline, she was used as much as anyone else, obviously, and then discarded, possibly killed, when she had no more use and knew too much. But there's absolutely no way that the people around them and the royals themselves didn't know what Jimmy Savile was up to. That's why he was around them. Lord Mountbatten was a mentor and uncle of Prince Philip. In the book The War of the Windsors, Lord Dicky Mountbatten was accused of abusing young boys in India. He was later assassinated on his boat by the IRA. The Merovingian bloodline is believed to be the bloodline of Jesus or Yeshua, if you believe there was ever a real person like that. And the Merovingian crown Sangreal, which is the Holy Blood, King of the New World, is rumoured to be Prince William or Prince Louis. The satanic cult symbology of this can be seen in the symbology of both Diana and Kate Middleton wearing the Rosemary's Baby dress whilst revealing their newborn son to the world. So Kate wore it when she revealed Louis. Obviously Louis would come from Louis Mountbatten. And she wore the Rosemary's Baby dress there. And that's an exact replica. Rosemary's Baby is a... I'll explain what the film is about in a minute, but most people will know that it's about the Antichrist. Diana wore a very similar dress when she brought out William for the first time. So it's the revealing of the baby to the world. And then obviously Rosemary's Baby, she wore the dress in the film itself. There's an image there, you can see it. This is about the Sangreal, which is the holy royal bloodline, to bring about the King of Jerusalem. Rosemary's Baby is a movie made by Roman Polanski about a woman being the unwitting mother of the devil's seed. Now, we don't know what's happened to Kate at the moment, so, you know, this could be rather prophetic when this comes out. So she's the unwitting mother of the devil's seed, giving birth to the Antichrist. Polanski escaped to the US, running from possible child abuse charges. The movie was filmed at another disturbing location, the Dakota Hotel in Manhattan, where John Lennon was sacrificed on the doorsteps after handing his knighthood back to the British royals in protest. But you don't have to venture off to a creepy castle in the backwoods of Europe to see these satanic rituals, because they are everywhere. Just look at the depths of the depravity that passes for a music concert but the likes of Madonna. Children are being taken to these shows, and there's an image of Madonna here from Dallas in this year. Madonna's Dallas tour. Well, she's doing a tour, and she performed in Dallas in 2024. And go and have a look at the image on the article, richard.willett.substack.com, and it's just the satanic ritual, clearly. There is so much more to cover on the subject, which is why books and documentaries continue to be produced about these topics today. What they won't tell you is why these ancient bloodlines still worship Satan and conduct these rituals in secret in 2024. This is what I have attempted to cover in this brief article, to at least show you that they believe in this stuff, even if we don't. And that's the important thing. They do. This is a lifestyle for them. This has been going on for thousands of years. And this is ritualistic. This is what they do. But this whole bloodline thing, the Sangreal bloodline, the new Sangreal World King, Dean Henderson, I just spoke to, we talked about the Sangreal World King living or being stationed in Solomon's Temple, which would be on Temple Mount. And you've got the whole West World connection there in terms of a worldwide smart grid, which they're trying to build and put in place. And you see all these little elements coming in. This is all very real to these people, but they also all argue amongst themselves. These European bloodline families, these world ancient bloodline families. This is the money that I believe is behind the likes of BlackRock and Vanguard, the money that's filtered through those holding companies into these smaller front shop companies for this agenda. But the money is old money, and this money is made on slave trade, on arms trade, on war, on human trafficking, drug trafficking and arms trafficking. This is dirty money washed through the city of London, as Dean Henderson says. He rightly says, he put it perfectly. The overwhelming evidence is all around us, hidden in plain sight, about this satanic death cult hailing back thousands of years, that it's still here today. It's just that most people don't want to accept it, in fear of having to face it and then do something about it. So that article you can see on my website, on my Substack. Please do go and have a look at it, and let me know what you think, and share it, and subscribe to the Substack itself. This stuff is absolutely fascinating to me. It all fits together, to going back even to the point of I'm interviewing Paul Wallace tomorrow about his new book, The Invasion of Eden, in the Eden series. And this one is about the possible the Congress, congressional kind of hearings recently about UAPs, which is just another term for UFOs. And the back engineer tech that these guys are saying that they know about. I mean, my issue is that you've got intelligence, former intelligence agents even, talking about this stuff, pretending to go or saying they're going after the Pentagon. But again, intelligence agents, to me, are always intelligence. Once intelligence, always intelligence. So why is this happening? We're going to discuss that tomorrow, but that fits in with this too. You've got these hybrid bloodlines that go way back into Mesopotamia, go back into even further into Istanbul and Armenia, which is what Paul talks about in his new book, and it's absolutely fascinating. Going back even further, it seems to be some experiment that's sort of gone on with humanity, and I believe these bloodlines are the are what they left behind to look after the planet whilst they went off and did other things. to other planets probably, but I also believe that some are still here. So my kind of thing is, it's not going to be so much an invasion, it's going to be more of a revelation and a coming out party, and they're going to try and sell themselves as our fathers, our ancestors, and ultimately our gods and our masters. And it's going to be another way of them trying to control us, and by getting us to believe that we owe our lives to them, which is nonsense, because the body is a biological entity, obviously. So no matter what they're doing to that, it doesn't change our soul. These aren't gods. These are other beings from other planets, pretending to be. And I think it's going to be very, very much a revelation as opposed to an invasion. So anyway, that will be really interesting. I'm speaking to Paul Wallace tomorrow morning, and that will be on classifiedandiconic.com. So please do remember to do your own research, come to your own conclusions, and I will speak to you soon. And thank you for sharing the Some May Conspire podcast. Cheers. Bye. Is it a conspiracy or a confluence of interests? Whichever the case, some may conspire.